I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And I tell you what, we've got a show for you today, and it's going to be a good one, I tell you. And why, you might ask, is it going to be a good one? Because it's going to be long. Longer than our last show, which was actually quite short. At any rate, you may notice that my eyes will cut over here every so often to the screen, because that's my monitor, and I've turned slightly away from it. I'm going to be working on that. That's some tweaking that will occur. But at any rate, I am Dr. Bill Bailey, and you're here listening to me talk about stuff. Stuff that is cool, you know, and the technical stuff. Because we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes, indeed. Now, what do we have for you today? Well, in order to find that out, I have to go to the blog. Yes, indeed. The blog, of course, is drbill.tv, drbill.tv. See, I'm using open broadcasting software to put the lower thirds up on the screen, and I have to actually check to make sure that I've done it correctly. I'll get used to that as I go along. Yes, I will. I hope. Anyway, let's go to the blog. Let's go over to drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as I mentioned, and we're going to start out with a very important, some might even say, a community service announcement. I know one person in particular, my old buddy at work where I used to work, who sent me this information and reminded me of a browser that I'd already looked at many moons ago, as the crow flies. I don't know. Anyway, this is called the Brave Web Browser. Brave Web Browser, we're brave here in the U.S. of A. Yes, indeed. But anyway, my old buddy where I used to work, who I call the other computer curmudgeon, because I am, of course, the official TM trademark computer curmudgeon. But this guy, he is somewhat, perhaps justly, paranoid. He's paranoid because people are out to get him. No, wait, not quite what I meant. No, he is paranoid because there are forces out there that are trying to listen to everything you say. For instance, let me turn this way. This is my Google Home device. And this back here that you can't see behind me is my Alexa device. She woke up when I said the keyword. At any rate, they're listening to me all the time. Now, here's the thing. I'm boring. They don't hear anything very interesting. But, you know, if I was saying something interesting, they'd be hearing me and they'd be reporting me to the powers that be. And, of course, if I surf with my Google Chrome web browser, then Google is watching everything I surf. Which I must admit, I'm actually a little more concerned about than the listening devices. Because the listening devices, they don't hear anything interesting. I mean, you know, if they want to listen to me pray, fine. If they want to listen to me talk to my wife, fine. We don't see anything exciting most of the time. I'm sure they're bored on the other end of those devices. At any rate, you know. But on the web, I can see his point. The old other computer curmudgeon's point, and that is that we are constantly being monitored. I mean, I get notifications when I'm in Facebook of things that I might want to see, and they're actually pretty accurate most of the time because they've gotten to know me, which is a little freaky. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so I encourage you to try out the Brave web browser. If you are at all concerned about your online safety and privacy, which you should be, then you should switch to Brave. I have done so. I have completely switched to Brave. Yes. Now, I'll give you a few downsides. There's good sides, but there's downsides. The good is that it will block things from automatically running, like videos. I like that. It gives you lots of privacy. It doesn't report you to any web servers out there or servers that are maintaining information like Google's does. All of that kind of stuff, good. It's simple. It's fast. Good on it. Does ad blocking. It does cookie control. It blocks scripts. It gives you all kinds of safety features. It clears your browsing data. It has a built-in password manager. It has form autofill. It just does so many things. But the one thing I have noticed is you can't create an account to log in to maintain your settings on other computers. Okay? Give you an example. On Chrome browser, if I log into my Google account, my Gmail account, it will maintain all of my bookmarks and all of my settings on all my computers. I use a lot of computers. I use a notebook. I use a desktop. I use lots of computers. And I like having all my bookmarks there, okay? Now, I understand why they don't do that, because if you have to log into an account and that account is maintained on another server, then you're giving them information, and they don't want to do that at Brave. And I understand that, okay? I'm good with it. I'm just telling you, it is a bit of a compromise, if you will, in the way I used to work, because I used to have all of my bookmarks wherever I need. Now, it will pull the bookmarks from other browsers. So initially, I pulled all my bookmarks in. But if I want to create a new one, I've got to remember to create it here on my desktop and on my laptop. Okay? Which is not bad. It's not a bad price to pay for all the security and safety that I'm getting through the Brave browser. So don't, you know, freak out. And my buddy, don't freak out, because I'm good with it. And I'm doing that, okay? But I'm just telling you, that is a feature I used to like that I now no longer have. But it's probably worth it for all the security and privacy that I get. Know what I mean? Okay. Next item. IBM buying Red Hat. Dude, the big blue IBM is buying a little old Red Hat, a Linux distribution of note. As a matter of fact, I was one of their first 100 customers of Red Hat, and I have the letter from them to prove it. They sent me a letter saying, "Would you like to upgrade to this version because you're one of our 100th customers, 100 early customers?" And I'm cool with that, but I'm amazed that IBM is buying them. I mean, IBM has always done a lot of business with them. I can understand it, but they're a big company and they're buying Red Hat, and wow. Oh, and they paid, what did they pay? They paid $34 billion for Red Hat in North Carolina, a North Carolina company. That's cool. Just saying. All right. Nintendo has come out with the Switch Lite. And the Switch Lite will be $199. It's cheaper, has longer battery life. It's really designed only for handheld gaming. It doesn't project up onto a TV or anything like that like the regular Switch does. My son, the Game Master, says it's cool, but he likes the full-blown Switch for obvious reasons. He likes having additional capabilities that's built into it. I can understand it. And he says that it's still portable and still has great battery life for him. So he's good with the regular Switch. But if you've been wanting to get into that world, it is a cheaper version, and he understands that and says, yeah, go for it. So there you go. A word from the Game Master himself. The new Raspberry Pi 4 is out. Wow, $35. And this particular article from Gizmodo says that actually it is almost powerful enough to be a desktop computer for you. $35. Ain't bad. But it's still, I mean, we're talking reading your email and surfing the web. Okay, not playing games, not, you know, editing video, not doing some of those kinds of things. Okay, it's not going to do that for you. But it is pretty neat. You can get it in 1 gig, 2 gig, and 4 gig versions with RAM of 4 gig, as much as 4 gig. That ain't bad. 4 gig on a Raspberry Pi that can almost be a desktop. Pretty cool, gotta say. All right, are you still running an old version of Windows? Well, if you are, I say, why? Stupid comes to mind. Sorry, but you're not safe. If you're using an old version of Windows, there's a new Windows flaw, because it is Windows after all. There's a new Windows flaw that even the NSA is begging you to update to a later version of Windows. I mean, it's getting bad when even the NSA says, please go to a later version of Windows, folks. Anyway, for your own safety and security, we're talking about security earlier with the Brave web browser, you need to upgrade to at least, I mean, let's face it, at least Windows 10. That is the latest version. Windows 10 Pro is what I run on everything that I run Windows on. Now, I run Linux, obviously, for my server, which is a pretty big, nice server now. It's a PowerEdge T310. I'm looking at it right now because I built it recently. It's still sitting here at my desk because I just built it recently, running Ubuntu 19.04 version. And it's got 32 gig of memory, and it's got a 10 terabyte hard drive. Wow. Powerful stuff. But for my clients, my regular clients, I run Windows. Okay? Most people do. Next item. Beam me up for real. For reals. Really. Scientists have teleported, it says in the headline, an object into space for the first time. Bit of a stretch. It's a proton. A tiny little object. But an object, I guess you got to give them credit, a thing. They have teleported it using quantum entanglement. I just love that. Quantum entanglement. Anyway, a team of researchers in China sent a photon from the ground to an orbiting satellite more than 300 miles above in the skies, in space, through a process known as quantum entanglement, according to MIT. Wow. This is cool. Who'd have thunk that we would eventually actually have teleportation on the Star Trek variety? Now, it's just a proton, but they gotta start somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Anyway, I think it's cool. So, the last item I have on the blog is, let's build a video card. And the headline says, how to build the world's worst video card. Not exactly a high recommendation. But really, the guy is highly technical. And you can see how a video card works in excruciating detail. Maybe more than you want to know, okay? But I encourage you to watch it. It's actually pretty cool. He breadboards out, that's an electronic term, he breadboards out a VGA card that actually works. Now, it doesn't look very good. It's not usable. But it's a proof of concept, why not build one yourself kind of a thing, which is cool. So you need to watch the YouTube video that I have posted on the blog. Now, as I've said before, the blog is DrBill.tv, DrBill.tv, as it says there on the screen. You need to go there for all things geeky, because it's good for you. Yes. And if you'd like to be a member of our Patreon team, those folks that are giving a dollar or more a month to support the silliness, I encourage you to do that. Go to patreon.com. It dinged at me. My computer dinged at me. Go to patreon.com, whack, or slash Dr. Bill. Whether you whack Dr. Bill or slash Dr. Bill, it sounds rather violent. So I would not do that. But I would go to patreon.com/Dr. Bill. Go to that. Sign up to be a patron of the show. That will be helpful. Okay? So, I hope you enjoyed the show this week. Hopefully more to come. Now that I've started to get the technical side down more, who knows, we may do a live stream version before too long. That would be odd, but doable. All right, until next time, remember that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.